For a studio audience.
Boy, I love eating Chinese food with these chopsticks here. I cannot believe this. Would you look at this? Bills, bills, bills. Milwaukee Gas Company. Wisconsin Telephone Company. Milwaukee Water and Power Company. Society of Exiled Royalty.
We owe them?
Society of Exiled Royalty. Do we know any exiled royalty?
No, all the royalty we know is still in power. Are you going to eat that rib?
It's in my mouth, isn't it? Well, anyway, this is addressed to you.
Huh?
Must be one of them fancy dress shops opening up.
Miss Laverne DeFazio is cordially invited to be presented to society at the debutante's ball Saturday night at the Hotel Fista by the Count of Kulikowski.
A debutante's ball! A debutante's ball!
No. Calm down. It's just a joke.
No, it's not a joke. Feel this. This paper's thicker than our walls.
Well, then it's stupid. I mean, picture, what kind of count would ask me out, huh? Hello?
All hail His Royal Highness the Count of Kulikowski.
You receive my invitation?
Yeah, I got it. It's the royal bid again. Well, we're not falling for it, okay?
Well, who would have thought it was them anyway? I mean, look at this. Everything's spelled right and it's all nice and neat.
No need to bow. A simple curtsy will do.
Boys. We don't care how many feathered plumes you stick in that pea brain of yours. We are not going to believe that Lenny is a Polish royalty.
Look, have I ever shown you the royal birthmark?
The royal birthmarks!
Those are liver spots, Len. Anyway, that ain't proof, right?
Right.
Now, don't make fun of my heritage. Remember, my family may have left Poland in disgrace, but someday we will return the same way.
The royal papers, huh? His Grace, the Duke of Warsaw is all, hereby certifies that Leonard Kosmowski, Lenny.
What?
I'm reading. Oh, yeah. Leonard Kosmowski is the Count of Kulikowski.
On the level, you're a real count?
Listen, not only that, I happen to be 89th in line for the throneship of Poland.
Yeah, the way we got it figured, one good plague and the kid is practically a queen.
That's a real debutante ball. It's a real ball.
It's a real ball. Lenny, those are rubber grapes.
Very chewy, though. Well, you can go with me, of course.
No, see, I don't have nothing to wear to no fancy ball.
worry.
Not to worry. Costumes for the evening will be courtesied by my Uncle Elliot's waxed museum.
I'll have a tuxedo and everything. You'll go. Yeah, come on. Here, you go.
I'm sorry, Len, but you know me and rich people just don't get along. Look, there are millions of girls who would want to go out, you be an accountant all.
What are you talking about? How many times you get invited in something like that? All at the hotel.
My count has whistled.
Come here, Laverne. Come here. Over here. Look, of course a million girls would like to go with me, but I want to go with you. I mean, you're pretty and you're smart and you happen to be the classiest girl I know.
Sure. I'll go with you, Len. Thank you.
Tut, tut. No thanks. No thanks not necessary. The simple peasant joy in your face is more than thanks enough.
Yes, it is. But if you want to throw in a little royal hordeo though after the ball, you won't break his heart.
Hey, Laverne, you gotta come see this. Come here. They got gold wallpaper. They got electric.
Now, I want you to hold on to this so I can get my coat back later.
Okay.
Boy, look at the layout of this joint.
Laverne, I got a pigeon in my pocket.
You stop clowning around.
I'm not kidding. Uncle Elliot said it was from a magician's suit.
A magician's?
Yeah.
Put it away.
I hope you're not afraid of the dog, Bertie.
Put it in there.
Yeah.
Now, Cheryl says we got to act like we belong here. We got to do what everyone else is doing.
I don't see any other blue umbrellas here. Then everybody drink a champagne. Do you want a little blast? Before, what are you, Miss Milwaukee?
How dare you accost me? Here, bumpkin.
Well, in my neighborhood, we just say cheers, but here, bumpkin.
In my country, I have your head.
You'd look pretty stupid with my head.
I'm over here. Stop it. Let me wipe
with that
you
broad.
You go into the bathroom and wipe yourself off.
Why don't you mingle, huh? You gotta go to the bathroom, Bertie?
Chooses me for the Duke's dance.
Oh, you lucky dog. There you go. I put my phone number down there just in case anyone wants to get in touch.
If you know what I mean.
Well, I can't say that we do.
Dreadful riffraff rubbing elbows with the rich.
Hey, I don't want to rub your crummy elbows. I happen to be a debutante, and I'm going to be presented by my friend Lenny, the Count of Kulikowski. There he is, right over there. Quite a guy, isn't he?
Obviously another imposter.
No need to worry. We're asking that all newcomers show their royal papers before they're presented. If she's a fraud, we'll find out.
Don't worry, I got them papers. What do you think we are, mutts?
Amber, you want an olive?
No, thanks.
How about you, Bertie?
Hey, Len, you didn't get any champagne on them royal papers of yours, did you?
Don't worry, they're dry as a bone.
Oh, good.
And your father's safe at the pizza bowl.
What?
Yeah.
You don't got them on you?
What am I going to lug them around with me for?
Because we're going to get kicked out of this joint if we don't have them papers.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah, well, okay. I'll just call Shirley and have her bring them down.
Good.
You got a dime? Never mind.
All right.
I'll get it.
I'm gonna go get the papers. You stay right over here, okay?
Okay.
Don't go.
Hurry up, though, because I want to go home and get dressed before I take them to Lenny and Laverne.
Yeah, I've never been down here before. It's awfully dark and dank, isn't it?
Yeah. You can almost smell the bodies smoldering away. In the mummy's tomb.
You stop with that. Will you stop with a mummy's tomb? Don't say that kind of stuff.
Okay, here's Lenny's royal.
Thank you.
Oh, and here's something nobody's ever seen.
What is it?
A 100-year-old bottle of wine I'm saving for Laverne's wedding.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Gee, I hope we all get to take a slug out of this bottle real soon.
From your mouth to God's ears.
Hey, let me take a look at that old bottle.
Ah! Oh, got him!
What'd I say?
What?
We're locked in.
What?
From one who knows. You know, I've heard tales about people like us who was trapped together, and after a while, to stay alive, they devoured their comrades.
What is this?
Don't start with me. Start with him. He's got more meat.
What are you telling me those kind of stories for?
I'm going to tell you the truth. It's going to tell you the truth.
Hold! You can't do nothing. You just have to sit and wait.
Kind of Shirley outside yet, but I'm sure she's on her way with them papers.
Yeah.
Did you find your friend?
No, I don't understand. He was right in my pocket a minute ago.
Well, let's hope he's a home in Pigeon and goes home.
Oh, good, because he lives in a suit. Excuse me.
He's looking for his bird.
Yeah. You know, some of that looked awful familiar.
No, yours was white.
Maybe he's under the couch. You want to cover for me? I don't want to look too stupid, you know?
No good.
Oh, gosh. Oh, golly gosh. Whoa. Doesn't lead anywhere. It's all boarded up.
That's right. I'm trying to make a wine cellar here. So I closed up all the vents and the window.
Oh, no air. We'll be buried alive. Well, that's why.
What window?
The one behind those boxes up there. Got bars on it, and it's all boarded up.
Why didn't you
think so
in the first place? I can get right out through those bars. I'm a perfect size spine. Come on, fellas. Come on, give me a boost. Come on, boys.
Hey,
will you come along? Will you hurry, please? Come on.
Thank you.
was buried alive like the mummy in the tomb.
The Dubois family, represented by François, Baron of Beaujolais, presents Miss Evelyn Page.
Always an honor, Your Grace.
Always an honor, Your Grace. That ain't so hard, huh?
Well, now it's your turn. May I see your papers, please?
They're going to be here any second. Right. Oh, yes, of course.
Really?
They are.
No, Boss. Really? See,
no, my friend Cheryl, she's bringing them. He just probably got tied up in... Young
man, I happen to be any knight in line for the throne of Poland.
Show him your liver spot, Slynn. I have important papers for the Count of Kulikowalski. There he is. The guy taking his shirt off.
Who are you? What do you want?
My name is Shirley Feeney, and an hors d'oeuvre would be very nice, thank you.
Just give me the papers, and I'll get you all you want to eat.
You want.
Here they are. What took you so long?
I found out that I am a size 5 from the waist up, but from the waist down, I must be a 7 or an 8.
What are you talking about? Well, let them go. Oh, my apologies, Your Excellency.
Well, I'm good, but excellent?
Yeah, are you?
Places, please. You're next.
Can my friend stay?
Oh, of course.
Oh, thank you.
Good luck, Laverne. Good luck.
Excuse me. Champagne. Thank you very much.
The Kosnowski family, represented by Leonard, Count of Kulikowski, presents Miss Laverne DeFazio.
Always an honor, Your Grace. Always an honor, Your Grace. Always an honor, Your Grace.
You're going to be fine. I'm really proud to be here with you, Laverne. Going, Laverne. Maybe nobody noticed. Come on, now she's doing it.
I'm sorry, Lynn. You all ought to be ashamed of yourself. Stop your laughing. Wouldn't be so funny if it happened to you, huh?
Right on my keister. Ruined poor Lizzie Borden's dress. Boy, am I a jerk.
Don't worry about a thing, because I put those people in their place. I'm really sorry about what happened. But there are other ways of looking at this.
What ways?
Well, you have to admit that it was sort of funny. I mean, when you rolled down that ramp, Laverne. I mean, you should have seen the Duke's face. That gorgeous face.
Could you cut it out, Cheryl? You're making it worse.
Well, I can see that you have obviously lost your entire sense of humor about this whole thing.
Could you just get me the garbage pail, please?
The Blue Danube Waltz by Strauss, the louse. He lives in a house with Mickey leave Matthew.
Please don't sing to me, Cheryl. I'm sitting here in a puddle of punch with fruit up my dress.
Okay. All right, we're just going to have to get you all cleaned up so that you can go out there and give it another try. That's all.
What are you, from Mars or something? I can't go out there. Staying right here until everyone goes home, including the bus boys. They could just mail me my coat.
Well. That's not the Laverne DeFazio I know.
Cheryl, I can't go out there. They're going to laugh at me.
Laverne, they've already done that.
Yeah, they did, didn't they? Well, I really gave them something to laugh at, didn't I?
Listen, Laverne. Every human being on the face of God's earth has had an embarrassing moment. If you fell down at the pizza bowl, would you run in the bathroom and hide?
No.
What would you do?
I'd go like this, and then everyone would laugh, and it would be okay.
So how's this any different than the pizza bowl?
Because when those people laughed at me, Cheryl, they were laughing because they think I'm riffraff.
Do you think those people are better than the people at the pizza bowl?
No, but...
Do you think they're better than me?
No.
But... Do you think they're better than your father?
No. But they...
But. Look at the way I'm dressed. Now, am I dressed for a debutante ball?
No, I am not.
But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go right out that door the same way I came in. Now, you coming? Because I'm going right out there. Right now. We're going out the door. I'm going to say goodbye now because I'm going. Here I come. Toodles. Bye-bye. Coming along?
I'm coming.
There with your head up high. Wait a second. For just a second. I thought so. A strawberry in your hair. We'll save this for a memento. We'll press it in a book. And go out there and pretend like nothing happened.
Thanks a lot, Cheryl.
You're welcome.
I'll go find Lenny.
All right, I'll wait here.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Duke's dance.
Oh, you heard him. It's the Duke's dance. Move it back. Move it back. And here he comes to dance his little feet off for you, the Duke.
With your permission, Miss DeFazio, I would like us both to dance our little feet off.
Look what's happening. The Duke has Laverne to dance.
Hey, Duke, how come you picked me?
Only a woman of class would come back out here again.